阿门。我们上个礼拜在，不是上个礼拜，前个礼拜啊，我们上一次在这里思想到第三章在十九那里二十节提到的话语。
Way before last, we meditated about chapter 3, verses 19 and 20.
就如果律法是不能把犹太人带到得救地，
if the law cannot bring the Jews until the state where they can save,
如果犹太人几千年来已经领受了神的道，结果没有什么改变的话，
if for thousands of years the Jews have received the word of God and they are not changed,
那么律法对他们到底有什么功用？
Then what is the function of law to them?
上帝赐下律法到底是为了什么动机？
That God has given the law, what then is the motive behind the giving?
人与律法之间的关系是什么呢？
Then what is the relation of man and the law?
所以在十九二十节很清楚地提到律法的一些的功用。
So 19 verses 19 and 20 very clearly talk about the function of the law.
神说是的，不会是没有用。
The things that God has given will not be functional.
上帝借着摩西把十条诫命赐下。
That God through Moses has given the Ten Commandments.
借着天使把律法赐下来。
And through the angel has given us the law.
犹太人蒙拣选领受这个特权。
The Jews have been elected to receive this privilege.
这是上帝活泼的圣言。
This is the living word of God.
这是上帝生命的道的一部分。
But this is a part of the living life of God.
律法到底功用是什么呢？
Then what's the function of the word?
这里提到了三个消极性的大的功用。
Here you talk about three negative functions of the law.
你还记得这个功用是什么呢？
Do you still remember what the three negative
functions? 为什么这是消极性的功用？
Why is this negative function?
因为律法的本身没有带来真正赦罪的恩典。
Because law itself has not brought to us the saving grace.
律法的本身没有带来拯救的能力。
Law has not brought to us the power of saving.
律法的本身没有带来新生命的赐予。
Law has not brought to us the giving of life.
所以呢，律法永远的功用就是在消极的层次，不在积极的。
So forever, the function of the law is negative and not positive.
人间的律法知道什么呢？
Man through the law, what do they know?
知道神的公义，神的审判是合理的。
They know that God's judgment as well as God's wrath is the only reasonable.
律法一下子口就堵住了。
So that those who are under law be silent.
他们没有办法再为自己辩解。
They cannot defend for themselves.
因为他清楚知道他们在罪的身份中间，也就是律法所证明的，就是神要他们承认的事。
Because very clearly they know they are sinners and also this proven by them by the law.
一个人为自己的错辩护是犯罪以后堕落以后人类的常情。
If a man were to defend for himself because he sinned, that is what we have fallen in sin, the condition
that. 口才越好的人，越为自己所犯的罪辩护，为自己遮盖。
The more eloquent you are, the more you defend for yourself after you've sinned.
一个人错而不认错。
If a man has wrong and never admit that.
一直用强硬的口气来为自己讲话，为自己雄辩，是令人讨厌的事情。
And very hardly he want to defend for himself. That's very disgusting.
我们人生经验多一点。
People with more experience in life,
我们看那边用各样的话语来替自己辩护，且不肯谦卑承认罪恶的人是很可恶的。
We see people who defend for their own sin and never admit their wrongs. This is very disgusting.
所以神赐下律法
，So God has given the law,
就堵住了罪人的口。
To silence the lips of the sinners.
神赐下律法
，And God has given the law.
使叫人伏在上帝的审判之下
，So they will bow ourselves to the judgment of God.
那么如果人堵住了口，伏在神的审判之下，够了吗？
If man have been silenced and bowed before the judgment of God, is that enough?
圣经说不是的。
The Bible says no.
还有一件事情
，And one more thing.
律法也产生了一种叫人明白罪恶的这种光照的作用。
And law want to illuminate us so they can understand what is sin.
所以律法赐下来。
So the law is given,
是要叫人知罪。
So that we know we are sinners.
知罪是悔改的前奏。
Because it is only a prelude for us to know sin before we can repent.
知罪是认罪的前奏。
It is the prelude before we can repent.
一个人如果不知道他犯了什么罪，他会怎么承认他需要这个罪的赦免？
If a man doesn't know what kind of sin that he had, how did he want to know and want forgiveness of the sin?
西方的哲学所能了解的不是到这个地步而已。
The Western philosophy only understands about this stage.
所以苏格拉底说，一个人犯罪是因为他不知道那是罪。
And the Socrates said that a man sinned because he doesn't know that he's sinning.
在他的教训里好像隐藏着另外一方面的真理。
So as if he's teaching, there's conceived another kind of teaching.
就是说，如果他知道，他就不会犯罪。
Which means if he were to know, how you will not see me.
那么苏格拉底这种思想到底是不是可以真正成为永久不变历史不衰的这个真理？
This kind of Socratic thought, can he become the eternal truth?
不是的。
No.
人犯罪，因为他不知道这个可能性是有的。
There's a possibility that men sin and yet don't know that they sin.
但是知了罪就绝对不会犯罪的可能性是没有的。
But there's no possibility for men to know that sin and yet do not sin anymore.
你知了罪，你真的就可以不犯吗？
When you know that is sin, would you say that you won't sin again?
其实许多人犯罪以后，
a lot of people after they've sinned,
他们后来受教导，知道他所犯的是罪是不对的。
And after they've been taught that what they've been sinning is wrong,
他知道以后，他真的可以离开罪。
And after they've known it, would they leave the sin?
事实证明不是如此。
The truth will tell is not so.
所以知罪不等于就能够不犯罪。
So to know sin doesn't mean that you will not sin again.
为这个缘故，教义告诉人许多关于道德的真理，不能给人化成道德的能力。
Because of that, education tells us a lot of truth, but not what changes the power of truth.
我们知道好的事，我们常常不去做。
We know things which is good, but yet we don't do it.
我们明明知道不好的事，我们偏偏。
And truly, we know things are evil, yet we do it.
所以人性的问题已经不在理性的层次里面可以完全解决。
So the problem of mankind cannot be solved in the rational level.
如果人性的问题，一切的矛盾，人的失败，在理性层次可以解决的话，
If human nature, human weaknesses can be solved in the realm of reason,
那受过教育，特别受过道德教育的人，一定是他们的德性最高超。
And those who have been educated, especially educated ethically, they can have a good morale.
但是事实不是如此。
But the facts are so.
有许多宗教的领袖犯罪的程度比还没有认识宗教的人更勇敢。
A lot of religious leaders, the kind of sins that they committed, even more brave compared to those who have no religion.
有许多明白圣经的人，他们犯罪的程度比那些还没有明白圣经的人更这个自然，也不感到羞耻。
And even a lot of people who understand more about the Bible, they sin even more without shame.
这就是耶稣基督在世界上的时候对法利赛人最不客气的责备的话语。你们这些假冒伪善的法利赛人有灾祸。
And that's why Jesus Christ went on your earth, he rebuked the Pharisees the most, he said, you are hypocrite.
他们知罪吗？
Do they know the sin?
他们知
they know.
他们知什么是对什么是不对吗？
Do they know what's right, what's wrong? Yes, they know.
他们不但知道，他们还自己说是可以做外邦人的光，
no.
做别人的先生。
Not only did they know, they said that they can be the light of the Gentiles, they can be the teachers of others.
这是你在第二章已经听过的。
And in chapter 2, you have heard this.
所以他们知，他们还教别人。
And they know and they teach others.
但是结果他们自己还在罪恶的中间。
But then they themselves are in sin.
所以保罗在这里也证明出来。
And Paul here wants to prove to us.
不但外邦人是罪人。
No, the Gentiles are sinners.
他们没有律法。
They don't have the law.
他们没有神的启示。
They don't have the gospel.
他们没有圣经的话。
They don't have the word of the Bible.
他们没有先知的证明。
They don't have the prophet word.
他们在罪恶中间。
They're in sin.
犹太人呢？
The Jews.
他们有律法。
They have the law.
他们有神的启示。
They've got revelation.
他们明白各样的诫命、律例、典章、训词。
They have all the ordinances, all the teachings.
他们知道神要他们做的是什么。
They know what God wants them to do.
他们照旧犯罪。
But then they continue to sin.
知罪不等于就不能再犯罪。
To know the sin doesn't mean that you want to continue to sin.
知罪不等于就能够抗拒犯罪的引诱。
Knowing sin doesn't mean that you can resist the temptation of sinning.
像这个人类文化最大的问题在哪里？
So what's the greatest problem of human culture?
就是从知化成能。的那一个转化的能力已经不在我们。
The power transformation of knowledge to action.
Can we transfer our knowledge into our action?
我们可以把我们的知识化成我们的行动吗？
我们的知识为什么不能化成我们的行动？
Our knowledge, how can it not be transformed to our action?
所以这个问题就不是律法、宗教、规条、知识。真理的教导所能解决的问题。
So then this is not something the law, the education, and also truth can change us.
保罗一方面谈到律法消极性的功用。
So on the one hand, Paul talked about the negative function of law.
他一方面告诉我们律法有它没有用的地方。
And also on the one hand, tell us that there is a functionless aspect of the law.
到了某一个程度，律法就不能用。
When it comes to a certain extent, it's functionless.
因为它的功用本来就到这里就结束。
Because that is the limit of its function.
你们的总理要到外国去的时候
，The the prime minister went to go to the overseas.
他从 office 出来
，he came up from his office.
有人用车把他带到飞机场。
Some used a limousine to take him to the
airport. 带到飞机场的时候
，and when he come to the airport，
他就从车下来了。
Then from the limousine he get down，
上到飞机上。
Then he aborted the plane，
飞机飞上去了。
Then the plane flew。
那个司机说：“为什么一般把我丢下来
？”And then the driver was saying， "How come you drop me halfway？"
你就一直坐在这里，我带你去美国。
So that you just sit here, I'll bring you to America.
总理对他，你只能在陆地，你不能到空。
The prime minister said, "No, you're only on the road. You cannot go to the air."
一直开，你把我开到海里面去。
Because if you continue to drive, you'll drive me to the sea.
你有用，但你用就是平面地上的用处。
Yeah, you are useful, but useful only on the road.
我现在需要的另外一个把我带到空中上面的用处。
I need another tool to bring me to the air.
所以汽车的功用到了飞机场就结束了。
So the function of the car come, but the end of the airport.
他没有办法提升到空中的功用。
It cannot be raised to the function of the air.
飞机的功用超过汽车的功用。
So the function of the airplane transcends the function of the car.
不是单单在两面、两平面这个两个层次的这个平面的活动中间来发挥它的功用。
So not only the express function two dimensionally.
它可以在第三个层次里面。
But it can come to a third dimension.
就是在空中发挥它的效用。
Upon the air, it can express its function.
所以保罗提到律法的功用的时候。
So when Paul mentioned the function of
law, 不是没有用。
He said it doesn't mean that law is no
use. 律法可以堵住你的口。
It can silence your lips.
律法可以使你弯腰屈步顺从上帝的什么
？Allow you to submit and bow to the judgment of God.
律法可以使你知道你是罪人。
And open your mind so that you know your sins.
到此以后，律法就没有用。
And there it comes to the end of the function.
所以人犯罪的事情还有盼望吗
？So man after the man of sin, to this day hope.
我们需要的不是这一个律法治罪的层次。
What we need is not only the function of the law to allow us to know the sin.
我们需要的另外一个层次就救赎的层次。
What we know is another level of saving.
这就是第三章接下去要讲的话。
And that is what the chapter 3 is going to tell us.
所以你注意第一章为了罪的证明。
So you know that first chapter talk about the proving of sin.
上帝的义，上帝的怒气从天上显明下来。
The righteousness of God, the wrath of God, expressed or manifested to us from heaven.
上帝的审判从天上显明下来。
And the judgment of God revealed to us from heaven.
那么到了第三章二十一节开始。
When it comes to chapter 3, verse 21,
上帝的义在基督里显明出来。
The righteousness of God in Christ being manifested.
神的义，神的怒，神的审判。
God's righteousness, God's wrath, God's judgment.
从天上显明的时候。
From the heaven where it is being manifested.
降在一些不虔不义的人身上。
It comes to those who are ungodly and those who are unrighteous.
神的义，神的救赎，神的赦罪显明的时候。
When the manifesting of the righteousness of God, the saving grace of God.
透过天到地上。来的那一位道成的肉身的耶稣显明出来。
When it comes to us being manifested through Christ who incarnated,
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord。
那么这个显明是不是一个另外的层次呢
？And this revelation does it come to another level？
是的
，Yes。
是哪一件事之外的层次呢
？And what is beside what kind of level？
那是律法以外的层次。
It is a level beside the law。
所以这第二十一节就开宗明义讲这句话。
So verse 21 very clearly tells us。
上帝的义在律法以外已经显明出来。
But now a righteousness from God apart from the law has been made known.
我们大家念这一句好不好？一、二、三。但如今上帝的义在律法以外已经显明出来了。为什么说律法以外呢
？Why is it manifested apart from the law？
或者不再借助律法
？Or no more through the law？
Without the law？
Without the law？
Or outside of the law？
Apart and outside from the law，
所以在律法之外
，with outside and apart from the law，
不再借助律法
，no more through the law，
已经显明出来
，it has now been made known。
像刚才说，这个总理在汽车之外找到另外一个工具飞出去
，like a prime minister out of the two called the cars even flown up。
因为过去是二度空间
，because formerly is the two dimensional，
如今是三度空间
，now the three dimensional。
三度空间里面包含二度空间
，and three dimension include two dimension。
二度空间里面没有办法包含第三度的空间
，but the two dimensional cannot include the third dimension。
像在旧约里面有两度的空间
，so in the Old Testament there's two dimension。
第一度就是律法
，the first law。
第二度就是先知
，and the second the prophet。
那么上帝把律法赐下来做什么
？And God has given the law what for？
就是要人知罪
，so that men will know their sinners.
要人知道神的义。
And so the man will know that his righteousness.
那么人知道了义。
So after man has known righteousness,
人知道了什么叫做罪。
Know that what sin.
人还继续不断明知故犯怎么办呢？
But man continues to sin purposely. What then can we do?
所以上帝就把第二步的这个层次赐下来。
So God has given a second dimension.
那就是先知。
That's a prophet.
律法。
Law,
先知
the prophets,
再一次律法
the laws,
先知
and the prophets.
大家说，律法，先知，律法做什么
？What's the function of the laws?
叫人知罪
，to cause them to know sin.
叫人闭口
，so they are silent.
叫人顺服上帝的审判
，so they bow to the judgment of God.
那么先知做什么
？Prophet, what's the function?
先知做什么
？What's the function of the prophet?
先知来
责备。
人违背律法
，to rebuke the man has gone against the law。
所以律法赐下以后
，so the law after him been given，
人有了律法还明知故犯
，after man have the law they purposely want to sin against it。
先知就赐下来
，the prophets given now，
追讨选民
，so the seek after elect，
你为什么犯罪
？Why is there continuous sin？
你岂不知道律法已经赐给你
？Don't you know the law has been given to you？
在先知一责备人的时候
，then when the prophet rebuked him，
那些人是不是谢谢你提醒我？谢谢你。
And those people do they give thanks to the prophet？
是不是呢？
Do they？
不是的。
No，
人一受责备的时候
，when man has been rebuked，
不但不自省
，not only they do not reflect on the
self， 不但不认错
，not only they do not repent，
不但不悔过
，and not repent。
他变成我恼羞成怒
，but if they get angry，
所以他们就反抗先知们
，so they want to go against the prophets，
他们就拒绝先知
，they want to reject the prophets，
他们甚至打死先知
，and they want to kill the prophets，
杀害先知
，and to burn them。
为什么呢
？Why？
你把我的错误都指出来
，all my wrong you pointed it out，
你把我的面皮都撕下来
，and to pull down my face，
我要弄死你
，they want to kill you。
那这些这种宗教的状况就很可怜
，so this kind of religious is very pitiful。
等他们把先知打死了
，When they murder the prophet，
杀死了以后
，Kill them，
上帝再差遣第二个先知
，God then send the second prophet，
他们再杀死
，Did they kill again？
上帝再差遣第三个先知
，And then the prophet，
他们再杀死
，And they kill again？
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他们以为自己有宗教，做得好不好不管，有了宗教就够。
They thought that they have religion and that's good enough. Whether they do good or not, that doesn't matter.
你不要再给我讲更严厉的话
，Don't tell me more serious words。
你不要再给我解释圣经更深的道理
，Don't interpret more。
我够了
，I'm enough。
我每个礼拜做礼拜嘛
，Every week I come to the church。
我从小就参加了教会了
，Since I was young I attended church。
我已经买了圣经了嘛
，I've been bought a Bible。
我已经受洗了
，I've been baptized。
为什么上帝还要差遣了更严格的牧师传道来讲出我的罪在哪
？Why is that God still send pastors to the river so seriously？
所以杀害先知的不是外邦人，是有上帝律法的犹太人。
So those who killed the prophet and the Gentile are the Jews who have the word。
一方面他们领受神律法
，On the one hand。
一方面他们杀死上帝的
On the other hand they killed the law
所以整个旧约的服事就是这两个服事
So these are two ministry of the Old Testament
律法的服事
And the ministry of the law
先知的服事
The ministry of the prophets
律法告诉我们什么叫罪什么叫做义
The law tells what's righteous what's sin
先知追讨我们的为什么犯罪为什么不义
And the prophet was seek after the wise that we sin and do not be righteous
先知是一个 challenging power
And also the prophet challenged us
先知是个 eliminating power
and also eliminate us
先知是一个 challenging power
他乃是个挑战的能力
他挑战我们
he challenge us
他光照我们
illuminate us
先知又是个 judging power
and also judging power
所以呢先知的代表上帝审判人
so the prophet represents God
你有罪了
you have sin
你这样做不对了
you have wrong
他们就打死他
and they kill him
打死完了以后怎么办
and after they kill him
心里良心不 过不去
and their conscience pricked them
等到先知死了以后
after prophet
他们相来相去，哎，他讲的对。
It's all right. What he says is right.
我当时我太生气了。
At that time, I was so angry.
为什么太生气呢
？Why I was so angry?
因为我的脸皮给他拉下来，就把他杀死了。
Because I'm defamed, and that's why I kill him.
所以怎么办呢
？What to do now?
他还告诉别人，我其实对先知不错的。
And tell others actually I'm quite good to the prophet.
从前错，现在不，所以叫做不错。
In the past, I was wrong. Now I'm not too.
那怎么办呢？
好，我就
派人去修缮先知的坟墓。
So they send people to renovate the prophet's tomb.
这是某某先知的坟墓。
This is the tomb of so and such a prophet.
是某某人替他修理的。
And so and so has renovated.
所以杀死他的罪人要不知道修理的名，就大家知道。
So nobody know that they killed the prophet and know that they repaired the tombs of the prophet.
好像很多人走私的时候没有人知道。
Other people when they smuggle nobody knows.
奉献钱的名字大家都知道。
So but when they make offering people all know because they name them.
某人奉献3000块，某人奉献5000块。
So and so had make offering 3000, 5000.
哇，你说他5000块，我5001块。
So I 5001.
好，你名字放得很大。
So your name is very boldly printed.
有一次我到一个教会去。
It was when I go to the church.
窗有人的名字。
And even the window have names.
钢琴有人的名字。
And even the piano has.
桌子有人的名字。
Even the table has.
这个圣诗里面有人的名字。
Even the hymns has.
公用的圣经有人的名字。
And also the Bible has.
某某人奉献，某某人奉献，某某人奉献。我不是说不可以。
So and so as of I want to say that this is not right.
不过我问他们一个问题。
But I ask them a question.
为什么地板没有人奉献？
Why is it on the floor nobody make offerings?
为什么砖头没有写某某人奉献？
Why is it even the brick it doesn't write so and so?
他不要他名字给人家拿来踩。
Because they don't want people to stamp on the name.
所以这就表示了我们要人尊重我们。
Because we should say that we want people to honor us.
要人纪念我们。
The people to remember us.
人纪念你的功劳，你很高兴。为什么人纪念你的罪恶，你不高兴？
When people remember your merit, you're happy. What for people remember your sin?
所以你们的祖宗杀了。
So your ancestors murdered the prophet.
你们的后代为他的坟墓做修缮。
So your descendants did prepare the tomb.
耶稣是假冒伪善的人。
And Jesus said you're hypocrite.
耶稣是耶路撒冷啊。
And said Jerusalem.
你常杀害先知。
You frequently kill the prophet.
杀害先知的人是那些有律法的人。
And those who kill the prophet are those with the law.
杀害先知的人不是外邦人。
And they are not the Gentiles.
杀害先知的人是那些自称为是上帝的子民的人。
They are the one who call themselves the children of God.
所以耶稣是耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷。
And that's why Jesus is Jerusalem.
你常杀害先知。
You frequently kill the prophet.
看啊，
是。
如今你要变成荒废的城市。
Now you'll be a deserted city.
你要流成为荒场。
Then you become a deserted place.
你却不知道。
And you don't know.
我多次如同母鸡要召集小鸡，用我的翅膀来抚慰他们，只是你们不愿意。
And many times I want to gather you like a mother hen to gather the chicken, but you refuse.
当最后一次耶稣进耶路撒冷的时候，
When for the last time when Jesus entered Jerusalem,
人问他说你知道不知道希律王要杀你？
People ask him, do you know King Herod to kill you?
你不要去吧。
Don't go.
为什么你要向耶路撒冷去？
Why instead you go to Jerusalem?
危险在前头。
There's a danger there.
耶稣快快跑走吧。
Jesus ran away?
没有。
No.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
今日明日我一定向前去。
Today, tomorrow, I go forward.
第三个
day,
我的事情就要成就。
My things will accomplish.
他的意思说，我一定、一定、一定走向耶路撒冷。
Which is slowly, slowly, I will go into Jerusalem and be killed.
知道希律王要杀我。
He know the king Herod will kill me.
我一定要进去。
But surely I go.
为什么呢？
Why?
他讲一句话。
He said,
因为先知丧命在耶路撒冷城的外面是不可能。
Because it is not possible for people to die outside the city.
没有先知是在这一个其他的城市被杀。
No prophet died outside Jerusalem.
因为其他的城市是一年三次到耶路撒冷敬拜上帝。
Because other city will go to Jerusalem to worship the Lord.
哦，耶路撒冷这些人呢是假冒伪善到一个地步，各地都来这里敬拜上帝。我从其中多得到多少的利益
？And Jerusalem becomes so hypocritical because people come there to pray homage. They get so much from it.
一个人敢讲我错，我就杀他。
So if one would say that I'm wrong, I'll kill him.
所以耶稣说呢，先知丧命在耶路撒冷城之外是不可能的。
And that's why I cried this. Jesus said it's not possible for people to die outside the city wall of Jerusalem.
虽然如此
，Even so，
我还要去。
I will surely go.
我一定要去。
I must go.
神的旨意一定要成就。
God's will must accomplish.
基督圣子。被杀流血被钉为我们受死受难一定要成就。
Jesus Christ the Son of God shed the blood and nailed on the cross for us must be accomplished.
感谢上
Praise the Lord.
所以在这里保罗也提到一件事。
And here Paul mentioned one thing.
律法解决问题了吗？
The law has it solved the problem?
没有。
No.
先知解决问题了吗？
Prophet has it solved the problem?
没有。
No.
因为律法不能解决罪的问题。
Because law cannot solve the problem of sin，
所以上帝要在律法之外显明他的义。
So outside the law, God will manifest His righteousness。
在律法之外
，and outside the law，
表示你在律法里面不能找到的。
Which means you cannot find it in the law。
在律法之外，你找到上帝另外一条路。
The outside the law, you can find another way from God。
那么你说上帝就把另外一个东西出来和律法做抵抗吗
？You say God has given another way to going against the law。
从前的律法没有办法。
That the law in the past had no way。
上帝用另外一条路来自打嘴巴吗
？Don't you God use another way to
不
to go against it? No。
To conflict 不是的。
No。
为什么呢？因为上帝把救恩在律法之外显明的时候
，Because when God manifests this salvation outside the law，
是由律法跟先知来做证明。
It is proven by the law and the prophets。
虽然不用律法
，Even though he doesn't use the law，
在律法之外
，outside the law，
但是律法是证明这条路是对的。
But then the law proves that this way is the right way。
所以不是靠先知
，So it doesn't go through the prophets。
先知指出这个要来的就是救恩
，But the prophet was the point that this one who is coming is salvation。
保罗在这里要讲的是什么
？And Paul。What does he want to say here?
旧约跟新约是一致性。
The Old and the New Testament is consistent.
律法跟救恩不是矛盾。
And the law and also saving grace is consistent.
先知跟基督是合一的。
Prophet and Christ is in unity.
那么为什么有了律法，还要再加上耶稣的救恩呢
？Why is that when the law you still need Christ's saving?
因为律法的功用是消极的，结果呢就需要一个积极的功用。
Because the function of the law is negative, and that's why you need something which is positive.
律法为什么是消极的
？And why is that the law is negative?
它叫人知罪，不能叫人的赦罪。
Because it points to we are sinner and cannot forgive sin.
律法叫人堵住口，却没有办法。给人开他的心领受主的恩典
Lord silences cannot open our heart to receive grace
律法使人受审判却不能使人得释放
And Lord allow to bow to the judgment cannot allow to be liberated
律法的功用是消极的
So the function of law is negative
我们知罪以后
So after we know
不够
Is that enough
我们要认罪
We must acknowledge
我们的赦罪
We will forgive
我们要抗罪
We have to go against sin
我们得胜罪
We have to overcome sin
我们需要罪被洗净的
经验Cleanse of our sin.
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord.
所以律法只有消极功用，没有积极功用。
So the law only has the passive function, not the positive function.
但是这个消极功用是对积极功用的预备。
But then this passive function is preparing for this positive function.
所以律法不能免去。
And that's why we cannot do without the law.
第二样
，The second.
耶稣进入到世界上来的时候
，Jesus came to the world.
他完全的律法之外的另外一条路。
He has accomplished another way outside the law.
不是来废除律法
，But not to abolish the law.
不是来与律法相抗
，Not to contradict the law.
乃是来成全律法
，But to fulfill the law.
耶稣基督说
，And that's why Jesus said,
莫想我来是要废去律法。
Do not think that I come to abolish the law.
我来乃是要要成全律法
，but to fulfill the law，
成全先知所预言
，to fulfill the prophecy of the prophet，
所以将这个救赎在新约的显明
，and the salvation will manifest in the New Testament，
不是抗拒旧约
，it's not contradicting the law in the Old Testament，
不是抵挡先知
，not to contradict the prophet，
而相反的是成全律法和先知在旧约的知识
，but rather would fulfill the ministry of the prophet and the law in the Old Testament，
这样基督徒就认为有。新旧约圣经
，so that the Christian acknowledges there is the Old Testament and the New Testament。
犹太人不接受新约
，the Jews do not accept，
因为他们不接受律法之外还有救恩
，because they do not accept that other than the law there is salvation。
他们只接受律法
，they only accept the law，
接受祭司的制度
，and also accept only the priestful，
接受先知的道德的教训
，priestly system and also the teaching of the prophet in morality。
但是他们不要接受基督的救赎
，but they do not want the salvation of Christ，
这他只在律法之内
，and that's within the law what they want。
上帝现在在律法之外
，but apart from the law，
预备了一条路
，God has prepared a way，
什么路呢
？What way？
救赎之路。
The way of salvation。
所以，像你听完了这一段以后，你再读第二十一节，你就很明白。
So after hearing, then you read verse 21, you can understand more.
这一节只有前卷圣经只有讲过一次。
The whole Bible only mentioned once in verse 21.
这三件事情连在一起。
That took united three things.
只有这一次。
Only this one.
我们大家带来读好不好
？So you read one more time.
1, 2, 3. 但如今，上帝的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法。和先知为什么为证什么意思呢、哦、原来律法是指向耶稣基督
So then this law point to Jesus.
先知是指向耶稣。
Prophet also point to Jesus.
律法与先知是预先为将要来的耶稣的救恩做见证的。
So then this law and also prophet they pre-testify for the salvation of Christ Jesus.
感谢上
帝。Praise the Lord.
是耶稣不是摩西的仇敌。
So Jesus is the enemy of Moses.
耶稣不是以赛亚的仇敌。
Jesus is not the enemy of the Isaiah.
耶稣不是耶利米、但以理和
And not also the enemy of this Jeremiah and also the Messiah.
律法预备人知道自己有罪，没有办法，需要耶稣。
The law prepare man so that they know their sin, they cannot save themselves, and that's why they need Jesus Christ.
先知指导人对他说：“你所等的耶稣就是那位，
你
要来了。”
Man, that the one you're waiting for is Christ Jesus will come.
所以律法是预备基督的来临。
So the law or the prophet need prepare Jesus to come.
先知是指证基督的来
临。And also the prophet testify the Lord Jesus.
先知最高峰直接讲到耶稣来的就是施洗约翰。
And the climax of the prophet.When we say that Jesus has come, that is John the Baptist.
看哪、啊，上帝的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of man.
你以为那句话很小吗
？Do you know that statement is small?
那句话是先知预言基督救赎的最高峰。
That is the climax of the prophecies of all prophets about the salvation of Christ.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
其他的先知提到耶稣，但没有看过他。
All the prophets mentioned about Jesus, but never seen him.
其他的先知预言到耶稣基督，但不知道他什么时候来。
All the prophets prophesied about Jesus coming, don't know that when would he come.
约翰呢？
But John.
不但知道耶稣是什么。
Only he know when. Who is Jesus?
知道那要来的就是这一位。
And know that he is.
他知道他就是上帝的羔羊。
Then he is the Lamb of God.
他知道他要流血赦罪，像预约的羔羊，使以色列人离开神对埃及人上长子的那个审判。
And know that he is also the Lamb of the Passover who is killed so that they save from the judgment like he's killed the Egyptians.
无论哪一个先知
no, but the witch prophets
都没有像施洗约翰这样直接的具体的在同一个时代中间看见耶稣、哦、介绍说看啊上帝的羔羊除去世人罪
No single prophet that is John the Baptist so directly and so clearly pointedly to behold the Lamb of God who cleans away the sin of man
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord.
律法指证罪
The law testifies to sin.
律法使人知罪
And to cause us to know sin.
律法没有办法叫人得赦罪
But it cannot allow us to be forgiven.
先知指证你违背律法的罪
The prophet pointed that you go against the law.
先知又预言要有一位来赦罪
And also the prophet said that one will come to forgive our sins.
先知本身也不能赦罪
But he himself cannot forgive sins.
最后四十约翰说看啊上帝的羔羊除去全世界罪人
And that's why John the Baptist he saw it and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who take away the sin of the world."
所以耶稣到世界上来。
So Jesus come to the world.
是在律法之外。
It is outside the law,
但是却不违背律法。
But then it is contrary to the law.
在先知之后。
After the prophet,
却不矛盾于先知。
But then contrary to the prophet.
律法、先知、基督，大家说，律法先知。基督就变成神计划的一条线
So become a single line of God's plan
人犯罪以后
After man of sin
上帝先把律法赐下
God first has given the law
要显明他的圣洁
To manifest his righteousness and holiness
看见律法你才知道你不圣洁
When you see the law you see they are not holy
要显明他的良善
To manifest his goodness
你明白律法就认知自己不良善
When you know the law you know that you are no good
要彰显他的公义
To manifest his righteousness
所以你眼目立法你就知道你何等不公义
So when the standard law is so unrighteous
所以上帝赐下立法
So God has given the law
就使你知道你是病人
So that you know you're a sick man
那你就问我到哪里找医生
Then he say where can find physician
先知说我就是医生
Prophet say I'm the physician
不是
No
先知说我会告诉你哪一个是医生
And prophet say that I will tell you who is the physician
这里走到你哪去到哪里去你会看到一个
Go this way that way you find a physician
那个叫做医生
That's called physician.
所以律法告诉你你有病的。
So the law will tell you you're a sick man.
先知告诉你我带你去找医生。
Prophet will tell you I'll go you to the physicians.
那耶稣说我就是医生。
And Jesus said I am the doctor.
那你明白了
？You understand?
你明白了心就有了。
You understand? Oh, and this.
啊，你读圣经我读来读去不知道在讲什么。
You say I study the Old and New Testament, I don't know what it means.
罗马书我自己读来读去越读越不懂。
Roman, the more I read, the more I don't understand.
我、哦、越不懂就感到越深奥，越深奥就感到越怪读。
And the more I read, I can understand.
你现在明白了 我再讲一次啊
，One more time。
律法告诉你，你有病了。
The law said that you're a sick man。
先知说你需要医生。
Prophet said that you need a doctor。
另外一个先知说有一个医生。
And the other prophet said there's a
doctor。另外一个先知说好医生。
And another prophet said it's a good doctor。
还有一个先知说他要来了。
And someone said he'll come。
最后一个先知说就是这个。
And the last one said that is。
那你明白了
？You understand？
律法指罪。
And the lower point of sin,
使你知道你需要救恩。
So that the thing that you need the salvation.
先知告诉你。
And the prophet said,
不要怕，有一位救主。
Don't be afraid because there's
salvation. 他要生在哪里
？Where will he be born?
他要被杀。
He'll be killed.
那个救主要死尽的罪。
And as he is killing the
salvation. 他流血。
有些是赚。
被卖30块钱。
He also be sold for 30 pieces of
gold. 那么那个是谁呢
？Who's that?
约翰说就是这个。
And John said that it is.
他拿上帝的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
除去世人罪孽。
And also clean our homes.
那是约翰是先知，犹太人很怀疑他。
And so John the Baptist is a prophet, but the Jews had doubted him.
所以他们不知道他的权柄哪里来。
So they don't know where comes his authority.
但是犹太人最尊重的先知是哪一个
？Which is a prophet that the Jews esteem the most?
在犹太历史中间最大的先知是哪一个
？The greatest prophet in all of history
是哪一个
？Which is the one?
啊？啊？哪一个呢？你不知道啊！当整个以色列败坏、衰微、退后以后，有一个先知大大复兴整个以色列国，是谁啊
？And there's one prophet that revived the whole Israel when they fell backward.
谁呀？啊？如果巴利是先知，你就应当拜巴利；如果耶和华是先知，你就应当专心拜耶和华。后来他就是全国复兴过谁呀？啊，你猜对了。啊，现在我告诉你啊。以利亚代表先知
Elijah represents all the prophets
他有火
He has a fire
他有能力
He has the power
所以以利亚 is a prophet of fire and of power
因此以利亚先知乃是火与能力的先知
以利亚升天的时候
Elijah, when he was taken up,
是火车火马来把他带上去。
It is chariot that bring him up.
以利瓦祷告的时候
，When Elijah prayed,
天上的火降下祭坛上面，把整个祭坛已经用水打到潮潮之的完全烧起来。
Fire fell down from heaven to burn all the offering, even though it had been wet.
当人对他的这份有所疑惑或者要利用他的时候。
When people doubted his ministry,
他说：“如果我是神人，愿上帝从天上降火烧死你们，将50个被烧死，这50个被烧死，他们才吓死。
”If I'm the man of God, let you be killed by the fire, and 50 will burn.
这么大的能力
，such great power，
这么大的先知
，such great prophet is.
是先知们的总代表
，so he's a representative of all prophets。
那么另外一个代表十条诫命、代表律法的是谁呀
？And that one who represents laws who is
谁？摩西。
Moses。
所以摩西代表律法
，so Moses represents the laws。
以利亚代表先知
，Elijah represents prophets。
大家说一二三，摩西代表律法，以利亚代表先知，耶稣基督在律法之外。
Jesus outside the law
之外
outside the law
为什么这句要说在律法之外
Why is it must say apart from the law outside the law
耶稣基督是不是违背律法的
Does it mean he contrary the law
没有
No
他生在律法之下
He was born under the law
所以没有在违背律法没有
He doesn't contrary the law
他没有抗拒律法
He didn't go against the law
生在律法之下
Born under the law
耶稣基督是祭司
He was the a priest
但是他不是律法制度下面的祭司
But he wasn't a priest after the system of the priest
他永远是在律法制度之外
He is forever outside the spiritual system
在律法制度里面
And within the system of the priest
所有祭司的都要是亚伦的后代
Because they all must be after Aaron.
都应当是立位的支派
Must be in the tribe of Levite.
但是耶稣基督不是立位支派的
But Jesus doesn't belong to the Levite.
耶稣基督不是亚伦的后代，
not the Aaron descendant，
所以他不在这个律法的祭祀制度之内，但是他之外。
So he's not in the system under the law of the priesthood。
那么耶稣做祭司是在什么等次里面的？
So Jesus being the priest, what kind of system was he？
是按照墨基洗德的等次。
Under the system of Melchizedek，
不是按照亚伦的等次。
No, under the system of Aaron。
所以他整个献祭赎罪的事情。是在律法之外，
so his sacrifice is outside the law。
那么是不是跟律法冲突？没有。
That's a contradiction.
为什么
？Law no，
因为有律法以先知为证。
Because there's the prophet and law to testify。
又在律法之外，又被律法所证。And、这就是这句的意思。
Outside the law and that testify by the law and that's the meaning of this verse。
我要把一段很特别的这个事故从这件事情连带来讲。
From here, I want to connect with another very important event.
就是耶稣带彼得、雅各、约翰三个最爱的门徒到山上。
There was one Jesus who brought together his disciples they beloved to a mountain.
他们爬山，爬山。
So they climbed and
爬到高山上去。
And when they come to the mountain,
累得不得了。
It was so tired.
最累的时候呢
？And when it was most tired,
耶稣就在那里祷告。
There Jesus prayed.
祷告一闭眼睛，这三个人也祷告，又闭眼睛就睡。
And these three disciples pray and they sleep.
最累的时候，耶稣祷告；门徒最累的时候就睡觉。
When they were most exhausted, Jesus prayed. When they were most exhausted, three disciples slept.
所以从外表看起来很像，都闭眼睛。
So outwardly as if both closed eyes.
耶稣重复祷告的时候
，And Jesus when he was praying,
彼得、雅各、约翰就在那里彼此相睡觉。
Peter, James, and Jacob were there sleeping.
你睡我睡，三个人合唱。
So all the three were having a symphony.
他一次闭眼睛睡觉。
So they closed the eyes to sleep.
就看不见耶稣变化的次数。
So they did not see the transfiguring of Jesus.
哇，如果他们知道的话
，If they were to know,
一定懊悔为什么刚才不睁大眼睛看他怎么变化。
They would have regretted why they did not open their eyes to see how they transfigured.
耶稣在山上登山变相的时候
，When Jesus transfigured on the mountain,
突然间普通的一个耶稣
，Suddenly a very ordinary Jesus,
把天上原来的荣耀彰显出来
，And manifests heavenly glory.
他的衣服放光。
And his clothes were shining,
很大的光
very great shine,
像太阳光那样
like a light of the sun,
比太阳光更亮的光
brighter than the sun.
所以这个大光从耶稣的身上照出来。
So when this big light shined forth from Jesus,
三个人好像感到有一人用手电筒照着他。
The three lights and the torch shining on them.
所以他就慢慢开眼睛了。
So they opened their eyes.
他一看的时候，
they saw it,
他吓死了。
They were frightened.
耶稣原来是这么荣耀的。
Such glory was Jesus.
这件事情呢，使彼得年老的时候。印象深的不
是。So this was some great impression. Peter when he was old.
所以你看他年老时写的书信。
So when he was old, what he wrote?
他怎么讲的
？What did he say?
我们也曾在山上见过他的威勇。
Even in the mountain, we have seen his glory.
这个威勇
，this glory，
这个翻译很特别的。
It's a very weird translation.
这个是好像 the great dignifying glory.
It's the dignifying glory of Jesus Christ.
是很大的威严的荣光。
It's a dignifying and that glory.
我见过。
I saw.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为那个时候我在山上嘛。
Because I was in the mountain.
我睡觉起来，阿门就看见了嘛。
And I slept, I woke, and I saw it.
他睡觉会用阿门，不是祷告会用阿门。
So when he slept, he can use amen, I will pray.
这荣耀不是普通的荣耀。
Not an ordinary glory.
极大的威严。
But the dignified glory.
啊，他眼睛打开了。
So he opened his eyes.
刚才没有。
And just now he didn't open.
如果刚才从刚才一直开
，If he were to keep opening just now，
我就从头看到尾。
Then from the beginning until the end, I saw it.
我做讲道的人呢
，And when I teach the preacher，
我知道常常最先一上台，常常讲一些很重要的话，迟到的人永远没有看到。
And many times when I stood up here, I speak important statement. Those who are late cannot hear.
有的人说我只要去就好了，表示那一场我也在。
Some say I will go and I was there too on that sermon.
那一天你们去听？有。
Did you go on that?
我在。
I was there.
为什么人家说他讲这个你没有听到
？Why said people said that he spoke this you never heard it?
我差不多阿门送才到嘛。
Well, I came after they said amen.
所以他后来看到什么？看到那个人，但是没有看到整个过程。
So he saw that man. He cannot see the process.
是耶稣变相的时候。
When Jesus transfigured,
从普通一个在加利利行走的一个夫子。
an ordinary master who walked on Galilee.
天上极大的威荣从他的身上表现出来大光。
But the dignified heavenly glory has been manifested from him.
这一个过程。
At that process,
他们没有看到。
They didn't see.
他们醒过来的时候。
When they woke,
已经是这样了。
It was so.
哦，忽然间他一注意的时候呢。
And suddenly when they pay attention,
看见耶稣的旁边两个人。
See, there were two persons beside Jesus.
一个是谁？
Who was that?
Moses. 一个是谁？以利亚。
Elijah.
威荣在这里。
And there was the dignity.
但是旁边有以利亚跟摩西。
But then beside there was also the Moses and Elijah.
他们在那边三个人在谈话。
They were talking.
所以他们就注意听听讲。
So listen.
平常耶稣跟我们三个人讲，现在我们睡觉，他就跟那两个人讲。
And Jesus used to talk to us while we sleep, and then he talked to the two persons.
耶稣看这个团契爱睡觉，他跑去别的团契做团长。
And Jesus said that this fellowship wants to sleep, he got to be chairman of another fellowship.
所以我们这个小组叫做睡觉小组。
So this is a sleeping fellowship.
那个小组叫做查经小组。
And that is the Bible study fellowship.
啊，我们一边睡觉一边很像祷告小组。
We sleep and I sleep, we are praying.
他们的查经的好像辩论小组一样。
Never study, but debate.
我们是静静默默在那里祷告。
So very quietly and silently we pray.
他们在那里讲话了。
There they were conversating.
突然间有一句话讲
出来。Sunday was a statement.
这句话是什么呢？
What was that?
就是他们正在讨论耶稣到耶路撒冷去世的事情。
And they were discussing that Jesus is going to Jerusalem and to be crucified.
你知道这件事记载在哪里啊？
You know where is it recorded?
马太吗？
Matthew?
有。
Yes.
马可吗？
Mark?
有。
Yes.
但这一句话记载在哪里？
Where is it being recorded?
路加有没有记载这件事啊？
Look,
there
is record, yes.
所以登山变相。
First transfiguration.
马太记载。
Matthew record.
马可记载。
Mark record.
路加记载。
Luke also record.
约翰呢？
John?
没有记载。
No.